This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This week makes it 2 months since the tornado in Moore, Oklahoma. We've been following the lives of some of the people who were hit by that storm, including two women who were strangers, but who lived in the same neighborhood and who each lost their home and everything inside. The big difference between them before the tornado hit had been their finances. Natural disasters are said to be great equalizers, but for these two women, Michelle and Cindy are their names, their different financial backgrounds are making for some very different recoveries. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has the story from the Wealth and Poverty Desk.
From new addresses, to new shoes, to new underwear, to new friends, it's hard to fit into just one radio story how much the tornado has changed both Cindy and Michelle's lives. So for this story, I'm going to focus on one part of their lives, namely their livelihoods. Let's start with Cindy, Cindy Beam. For years, she had a good $20 an hour job at the local gas company. She was one of those people you get to by pressing zero.
To speak with one of our friendly representatives, press zero.
But eventually, Cindy got burnt out. So she saved up money, and this spring, just before the tornado, she quit.
God stirred my soul and gave me the means financially, and even though part of it was coming from Dad, to take some time off and to take my time before looking for another job.
And taking time off is exactly what Cindy was doing when the tornado came and obliterated her house in May. And she suddenly had to figure out where to live, how to file insurance claims, how to get donations, and how to replace all her worldly possessions. Back then, she told me something that surprised me.
If I had a job at the moment that I had to report to every day, I wouldn't have time to do all this. There are going to be some people who are going to be taking care of these details that I'm going to get done with within a few weeks that they have to spread out over months. At this point in time, me being unemployed is a blessing.
And blessings sometimes have a way of multiplying. Not needing a job right away allowed Cindy to focus efforts on finding help for herself. And that actually led to a job. Doing
disaster relief coordination, just trying to fill in the gaps for some people that are sort of going to fall through the cracks if no one steps up to help them.
It's a temporary gig for her church, part-time, 25-ish hours a week, $10 an hour. Along with the insurance money she's getting for her house and all the donations she's received, it helps her cover expenses. And she's getting paid to do for others what she'd already been doing for herself.
How you doing?
Okay.
And here's where the story takes a weird twist. One of the people Cindy's helped recently...
What else can we do for you at this point?
...was Michelle, the other woman this story is about. Cindy learned of Michelle in the first story I did right after the tornado, which featured both of them. Michelle is a single mom with a low-paying job and no renter's insurance. And before the tornado, she'd been in a domestic violence incident, which is why she's asked not to use her last name. When Cindy heard all this on the radio, she wanted to reach out. So in late June, she invited Michelle to her church to give her some money raised by the congregation.
Go ahead and take that.
Okay.
Check from the church.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The meeting was awkward, but sweet. They talked about what they have in common, like the weird feeling of suddenly needing charity.
To actually accept help is hard.
And I know that feeling, too.
They talked about the more surprising post-tornado inconveniences, like how all the tiny but sharp debris still left in the roads keeps puncturing people's tires.
I drive through what used to be home, and within 12 hours, I have two flat tires.
I'm surprised I haven't yet.
And then Cindy realized the service was about to start.
So do you want to go find a seat or meet some people?
Sure.
Okay.
After the service, Michelle had to rush off to an appointment for work, which brings us to Michelle's livelihood. For the last 4 years, Michelle has been working for the census, doing door-to-door surveys for about $10 an hour. In the weeks after the storm, she was frantically juggling work with repairing all those flat tires, looking for a new place to live, making endless trips to donation centers. She missed a few deadlines for her job.
My supervisor had said, don't worry about it, get it done, and that right after the tornado, quite a few weren't working at all.
But then Michelle got sick, partly stress, partly not eating well, partly because some stitches she needed after the tornado got infected.
Everything was getting more and more crazy, and I just wasn't getting the work done.
And then Michelle's cell phone got cut off. No money for the bill. Once a friend paid it, she got this voicemail.
I know you've been having some difficulties, but you can call me.
It was from her supervisor at the census's regional office in Denver.
I'm calling because you have not responded in a week and there's no transmission. So I'm going to need you to call me so that we can pick up your computer since you're not using it. And if I don't hear from you, we're going to have to call RO and they may have the law enforcement come get it from you.
Michelle took this to mean that she no longer had a job. She had a friend send her equipment back while she was in the hospital. I called the census, and they wouldn't discuss personnel matters, but they issued a statement on Monday saying Michelle was still an employee at the time of the statement. They told me that for security purposes, they ask for equipment to be sent back if an employee is out due to an extended illness or other extenuating circumstance. I told Michelle this, thinking it would be good news. But she sounded defeated. Even if she did technically still have a job, she wondered how fit she was to do it since the tornado.
It's been 2 months. Everything's supposed to be all better. Everything's supposed to be normal now. I don't know what normal is anymore.
I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.